Paradise and Sin. On the day that Yahweh God made the earth and the heavens, there was not yet on the earth any shrub of the fields, nor had any plant yet sprung up, for Yahweh God had not made it rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the earth. But a mist went up from the earth and watered the surface of the earth. Then Yahweh God formed man, dust drawn from the clay, and breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became alive with breath. God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he placed man whom he had created. Yahweh God caused to grow from the ground every kind of tree that is pleasing to see and good to eat. Also the tree of life in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Yahweh God took man and placed him in the Garden of Eden to till it and take care of it. Then Yahweh God gave an order to man, saying, "You may eat of every tree in the garden, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you will not eat, for on the day you eat of it, you will die." Yahweh God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will give him a helper who will be like him." Then Yahweh God formed from the earth all the beasts of the field and all the birds of the air, and brought them to man to see, and what he would call them, and whatever man called every living creature, that was its name. So man gave names to all the cattle, the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But he did not find among them a helper like himself. Then Yahweh God caused a deep sleep to come over man, and he fell asleep. He took one of his ribs and filled its place with flesh. The rib which Yahweh God had taken from man, he formed into a woman and brought her to the man. The man then said, "Now this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken from man." That is why man leaves his father and mother and is attached to his wife, and with her becomes one flesh. Both the man and his wife were naked and were not ashamed.
God has created everything good, innocent, perfect. But humanity is not like that. There is pain, work, death. In what follows, the author of the book explains why there is so much evil in the world. Once again, the intention is not to tell what happened. The characters and actions are symbolic. It is a presentation, marvelously described, about the essence of temptation. Human beings prefer a small and immediate good to friendship with God. That is in the origin of humanity's problems. This tendency, ignorant and slaving, origin of all evils, is what we call original sin. Not because it happened at the historical origin of humanity, but because it is at the deep root of all our mistakes, of all our sins.
Now, the serpent was the craftiest of all the wild creatures that Yahweh God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say, 'You must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" The woman said to the serpent,
"We may eat the fruit of the trees in the garden, but of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, God said,
'You must not eat. You must not touch it, or you will die.'" The serpent said to the woman, "You will not die, But God knows that the day you eat it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, knowing good and evil." The woman saw that the fruit was good to eat, and pleasant to the eyes, and ideal for gaining knowledge. She took its fruit and ate it, and gave some to her husband who was with her. He ate it. Then their eyes were opened, and both of them knew they were naked. So they sewed leaves of a fig tree together and made themselves loincloths. They heard the voice of Yahweh God walking in the garden, in the cool of the day, and they, the man and his wife, hid from Yahweh God among the trees of the garden. Yahweh God called the man, saying to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." God said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree I ordered you not to eat?" The man answered, "The woman you put with me gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate it." God said to the woman, "What have you done?" The woman said,
"The serpent deceived me, and I ate."
Yahweh God said to the serpent, "Since you have done that, be cursed among all the cattle and wild beasts. You will crawl on your belly and eat dust all the days of your life. I will make you enemies, you and the woman, your offspring and her offspring. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel." To the man he said, "Because you have listened to your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I forbade you to eat, cursed be the soil because of you. In suffering you will provide food for yourself from it all the days of your life." The man called his wife by the name of Eve, because she was the mother of all the living. Yahweh God made garments of skin for the man and his wife, and with these he clothed them.